in last year's State of the City address, you mentioned infrastructure. With the failed sales tax in November, what can the city do?
Those things are not going to go away. So we put it on the ballot. It failed. It still doesn't change anything. We still have to find a way to be able to fix it. I mean, that is a necessity for our quality of life here in the city of Wichita.
Another large part of the address was water, and I know that was, again, one of the things on the sales tax. And how is the city, you know, since that failed, how has the city been addressing this pretty big need?
Well, we can run into a drought anytime, and we're still behind on the total amount of water that we should have.
Are rate hikes still, as far as funding some of these future projects, is that still on the table?
Rate hikes are still on the table. We don't have any choice but to do the rate hikes to be able to provide the services that individuals need. So, yes, the rate hikes are there, and I think just a few months ago we did a rate hike, and I think it was 4% or something of that nature.
Okay. In last year's State of the City address, you had mentioned body cameras, and it seems like the city got out a little ahead of that, considering all of the things, all the events in 2014 and talk of body cameras. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, the city purchasing body cameras?
In this particular case, you know, we made the decision to go ahead and move forward, and I think we did a very good job of going out doing the research. You know, will there be hiccups and, you know, as far as technology and cameras breaking down? I can't tell you. I was talking to some other cities, and they were pretty excited. And then when we started looking, they had bought the cheapest model they could possibly get. But it's not my place to tell them. We think you're going to have some problems.
Have you still ironing out the details of protocol of when they'll be used, how they'll be used?
Actually, the police department is handling all of that. And, yes, it's my understanding that anytime they come in contact with citizens, the cameras will be on.
Okay.
And it shouldn't matter if you're, you know, if a police officer comes in contact with a kid trying to cross the street, it's good to have it on. If a police gets a call and has to go to a scene, it's a good idea to have it on.
Public safety was also a big topic in 2014. The city held No Ferguson Here meetings in response to, you know, a lot of the stuff that was happening across the country that started in Ferguson, Missouri. What are some of the things that came out of these events here in Wichita?
The city council has made some commitments that we will actually meet with the Wichita Ministerial League and talk with them about things that they're hearing in their churches or they're seeing in the community. So you always have this line of communication that's open so that we can address issues. One of the things that I've been pushing the city manager to do is to have sensitivity and cultural awareness training for all city employees. We're a large city. We're a very diverse city. And that's our responsibility. If you're going to be a city employee or a city servant, then you need to make yourself aware of the various different cultural differences.
Another service, you know, especially that serves the underserved, is transportation, and it seems like that's going to be a big issue for Wichita in the future. I mean, what kind of discussions are you having about the future of transportation here?
Well, we certainly know that we have an aging fleet, and as you know, it was part of the sales tax discussion also, and we have to figure out how to get individuals back and forth to work or to the doctor or shopping. And just in Wichita and Sedgwick County alone, there's approximately 30,000 people that don't have driver's license. 30,000 people, that's a lot of people. I've ridden the bus myself at the request of those that were seeing impaired. And when it takes me a half a day to leave from downtown to go out west and then turn around and work my way back, and it's noon, that's too long.
You mentioned goals for public transit in last year's State of the City address. Running later at night on Sundays. Because of the defeat of the sales tax, should people kind of forget about those goals?
No, they shouldn't forget about them. Like I said, the need does not go away. Later hours, if we intend to go ahead and support our businesses here in the community and we're going to provide them with a skilled workforce, we're going to have to provide them with some type of transportation to get their employees to and from work on time, and that's going to mean second and third shift.
Okay. The last thing is jobs, and will the city be able to find some funding for you know, attracting companies here and, you know, kind of creating an environment for entrepreneurs?
Well, you're talking about that bad word that some say, incentives.
Yeah. And, well, and there was a lot of opposition, I mean, as far as the sales tax, and I think that you know, one could say that was a big reason for its, you know, not being too popular is the jobs portion. And like you said, the incentives.
Yeah. Well, you know, the city's going to have to do something. And the thing is that, you know, whether we like it or not, other cities are doing it, and businesses aren't going to walk away from it. If we choose not to do it, and we certainly have that right to be able to do that, you'll see the next generation going someplace where they can get a job, because businesses don't grow. Realistically, when you have somebody down the highway offering you several million dollars, what do you think is going to happen? What would you do if you're going down the highway?
Well, and then there's a lot of competition. I mean, Kansas City and Oklahoma City. And
oh, my God, it is.
The economic report that...
There's a huge battle going on between Kansas and Missouri right now, you know, where the governors are feuding, because Missouri is saying, we're going to take your businesses. I mean, nobody's hiding it. We're not even playing a gentleman's game. We're just being ruthless about it.
Yeah.
And so that's going on with Kansas by itself. And certainly Oklahoma and Texas, Seattle, Washington, Arizona, every state is doing this.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for taking so much time with me today. I know you're very busy.
You got more than you asked for, right?